Well, hey everybody, it's Pastor Josh. And for today's service, we're going to talk about the fact that every single follower of Jesus is called to be on the mission of God. And if you're a follower of Jesus, that includes you. So over the past few weeks, my family and I, like billions of people around the planet, have been watching the Olympics. And this was a special Olympics for our family in particular because our kids are now old enough to remember all of this, and this will be kind of the first one that we will have watched as a family that we'll remember and hopefully talk about for a very long time to come. And it was a spectacular one to have as kind of this remarkable one for us, considering it was in Paris and considering it was an exceptional experience. But one of the things that struck me as being very present amongst the broadcast when we were watching it was as much joy and as much excitement as they had. Every once in a while, there was an acknowledgement, and an important one, of the challenges that people were facing around the world. Of course, anytime Ukraine or Israel or people in the Middle East came up into competition, there was an acknowledgement of the war that they were facing. There's the refugee team that is a part of the Olympics now for a few cycles. And this reminded me that there is a lot of darkness in the world. Not that I had forgotten that, but it was a fresh reminder of this because it's in stark contrast to all the light that comes from the Olympics. The Olympic torch, this year it was in the City of Lights, but what it's reminded me was that we need to be bringing light into this dark world. That we, especially as followers of Jesus, we need to be bringing light into the darkness every time and everywhere we go. Now, this for us is a sense of not just any kind of light and not just any kind of darkness we're looking at, but in particular, that we are, as followers of Jesus, bringing God's marvelous light into the dark places in our lives, in our part of the world, and into the world at large. And that is exactly what God wants us to be focused on as followers of Jesus. This is the calling that God has for each one of us and all of us collectively as God's people. Now, we want to embrace this calling because it is the mission that God has given to us, and it's the mission that God has given to you. Now, from the very outset, when people were trying to figure out what does it mean that there's a dynamic relationship between God and the world, specifically seen in what God did through Jesus to come to this world, to save this world, and to show us what God's dream for the world will look like, they were trying to figure out, how do we talk about this? And that one of the ways that they talked about it in the early days was that we have an understanding that we are God's people that have been chosen to bring God's marvelous light into the darkness. That we are here to share about the marvelous things that God has done. This is exactly how it's talked about and written about in one of the New Testament books, 1 Peter. Now, 1 Peter was written probably near the end of the first century, but what that means is there had been a development and a progression of the ways in which people had been talking about and experiencing exactly all of this. Now, just for a little nerdy moment here with me, remember that by the end of the first century, there had been the collapse of Rome and the relationship between Rome and Christians and Jews. There had been all kinds of suffering, there had been all kinds of struggles. And so 70, 60 years after Jesus, they have finally said, you know what we're here to do? We're here to bring light into the darkness. And there was plenty of darkness then, and there's plenty of darkness now. Which means that you and I are still on that same mission that God has given to the church, is given to followers of Jesus then as we are on now. Now, the mission that God has given to us never changes in a bit. Remember that God has given us a sense of that, right? So we talk about that as God's mission to the world, God, our mission of God. That includes to love God and love others. That includes helping people become disciples and baptizing them. That includes then important work of being Christ's witnesses, which means to simply tell people about God's mighty acts, not to convince or convict them. And it also means to serve those in need. That summarizes the mission of God that the church should be on and has been on for 2,000 years. It also serves as a reminder when we get off mission and start doing things that the church shouldn't be doing. And regrettably, there's a lot of those in our 2,000-year history. But every once in a while, it's important for us to say, well, that's the grand mission that we're on. But what does that look like today? And in particular, we want to be asking, what does it look like for us as a community of Jesus followers that is Park Ridge Presbyterian Church? So if we've got this mission from God, it means that on occasion we articulate the vision, the sense of what that looks like for us. Now, I'm here to share with you today that our church leadership has provided an update to our church vision statement. It is an important one, but a very small change, but one that I think will help us as we embrace further the mission of God in this time for our church. So the new mission statement for our church is this, that God is calling us to engage and inspire all people to share God's love, grow in faith, and serve our neighbors. Now the difference from the past was simply that last phrase that now reads, serve our neighbors, used to read, serve as disciples. Now, just to say quickly here, that as disciples part qualified the whole statement, and all that saying is that as followers of Jesus, we do these things. Now that's still all true, but what we want to do is have that focus on the very end be serving our neighbors. And that's serving our neighbors near and serving our neighbors around the world in the ways that we do that as well. But what we're talking about when this vision statement is that it is a guiding force for our church. It's a way that we are able to then be held accountable for the question, are we fulfilling God's mission? Are we listening to God's call in this day and age? Unpacking that a little further, it begins with that question of engagement and inspiration. Are we engaging the people? Are we an engaging, are we a winsome, are we a welcoming community? And then not only that, are we then taking everything we do a step further and inspiring them and inspiring ourselves to that further action of sharing, growing, and serving? And when we answer that question with a resounding yes, that we're doing that, then we are listening to God's call to be a part of God's mission in the world. Sometimes we might come up with a maybe, you know, and we got to ask ourselves, are we doing the things that we need to be doing? Can we do things differently? Can we do things better? And maybe there are times where we might ask ourselves those questions and say, well, I don't think so. We're missing the mark, and we need to restart or reboot something that we're doing. Now, I'm happy to say that I think most of the time we should be saying, yes, we are doing these things, or perhaps at least a maybe, or we could do it a little bit better. Of late, I don't think God has been calling us to say, oh boy, we're really missing the mark. But what this does for us is it helps us have a guide to help us be held accountable. And also, it helps us understand exactly what it means for us to be on the mission of God in our day and age. What it means for you to be on the mission of God. What it means for me to be on the mission of God in this particular time and place for our church and for Christians everywhere as they might see it as well. So I hope that what we can do in this season is to renew and recommit ourselves to the vision that God has given for us for this season that we're in, to engage and inspire all people to share God's love, grow in faith, and serve our neighbors. Because that is the way that you and I and our church see God calling us to live out God's mission in this very time. There are a lot of exciting things that are ahead for us, and we're going to talk about some of those in the weeks and months to come. But all of this goes back to this statement. All of this should be grounded in God's mission and our vision right now. And I want to encourage each one of us to prayerfully consider how you can embrace it even more. Not only that, I want you to prayerfully consider how you might be held accountable in your life to greater faithfulness and relationship to embracing God's mission through examining of this statement. And I want to share with you as I wrap up that I've done a little bit of taking stock of this for myself lately, and I realize that I have found myself a little lacking in that inspiration place. As I look at and think about engaging, and when I look about engaging people to do these things, to share, grow, and serve, I can say to myself, all right, I've done at least a meets expectations set there, and sometimes perhaps exceeded. But in my soul, I can tell you that I feel like I have been missing some of the inspiration, that I've been missing a little bit of that personal tug to make sure that I am then taking this all into my daily life so that other people can't help but say, gosh, I want to share more of God's love. I want to grow more in my faith, and I want to serve more people who are in need. And so when I think about this vision, and when I think about how this applies to our life, what I'm going to do is I am going to make sure that I am taking time for myself to feed my sense of this mission in my life, so that I can embrace more of it and become more inspiring to the people around us. More inspiring, hopefully, to you. And not because I want you to be inspired to be me, please don't do that. But because what I'm hoping to do is inspire you to be more and more on the mission of God, so that as I inspire, you are inspired to share, grow, and serve more. It's an exciting time in our world. It's also a time of great darkness. So in your life, and in my life, and in our shared life together, we want to be sure that we are doing everything we can to bring as much of God's marvelous light into the darkness. And for our church, that means that we are going to engage and inspire all people to share God's love, grow in faith, and serve our neighbors. When we embrace that calling, we embrace God's mission, and indeed more light comes into the world. And the world needs not just any light, but God's marvelous light to eliminate the darkness. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you that you are a God who is active, and we thank you that you are a God who calls us into a dynamic relationship with you and with one another. And God, as we seek to embrace that relationship, help us to embrace your mission and help us to embrace your vision for our church at this time. God, we thank you for the sense that you have led us to this moment and that you will keep leading us into the future. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.